people should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Let's go to the Lord together in prayer. Father, now we are so thankful to be able to gather together here on this Sunday morning, the first day of the week. Father, to be in your house among your people. Lord, to sing praises to your name, to give to you, to pray to you. And Lord, now especially to hear from you. God, we do pray that you would speak through your word. Father, you would speak through this preacher this morning. God, though it's a feeble attempt, I know. Lord, I pray you'd use the words and the thoughts that you've communicated to me, that, Father, I might pass them on to these, your people, that, Lord, we might be mindful of the season in which we're entering, in which we are right now. God, what a special time to have a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, as the world celebrates and looks at this season, Father, may we be a reminder to them of exactly what it means that you gave your Son to be born in this world. Lord, you sent your finest, your best, you sent yourself. God, you came down and clothed yourself in the rags of humility in a human body made in the likeness of man. And Father, as we give thanks to that at this season, we pray you'd speak to our hearts. Make us appreciative. Make us thankful of the greatest gift that's ever been given, the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Should there be one today, Father, that's never received this gift into their heart and life, Father, they're living without it. They're living on empty. May today be the day that they realize, Father, you gave this gift especially just for them. That, Lord, in the midst of this season, they can receive that gift above all others. Bless your word to each and every heart, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The story I've read this morning is a familiar story, verse 1 to 20 in Luke chapter 2. We call it the Christmas story. Now, for the sake of those that take notes on a Sunday morning, I want to give you an outline of these verses. I would say it, as Brother Hamblin does so well, these verses could be easily or effortlessly outlined like this. Verse 1 to 7 talk about the Advent in Bethlehem. The Advent. The word Advent means coming. It's the coming of the Savior, the coming of the Messiah, and it took place in Bethlehem. Sonia asked me last night, she was preparing her notes for Sunday school, so she asked me, how far is it from Nazareth to Bethlehem? And being the Bible expert I am, I immediately picked up my phone and said, Google, how far is it from Nazareth to Bethlehem? And we found out it was approximately 100 miles. And that's the journey that they made that day so that the Advent might take place. The Advent in Bethlehem, verse 1 to 7. Verse 8 to 10 is the announcement of the angels. the announcement of the angels. We've all heard that, and we see that, especially on the Charlie Brown special this time of year, where they recite Luke chapter 2. And we hear what the angel said, "Fear not, for I bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the house of David, or born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And that is the announcement by the angels. Then in verse 15 to 20, it's the action of the shepherds. The action of the shepherds as they go back home rejoicing, having seen what had been done that day in Bethlehem. And what a day it must have been for those shepherds. Unlike any other day they'd ever seen before, the announcement of the angels, the advent of the arrival of Christ. And they were the ones sent home to go and tell that story. For you and I that are believers this morning, this is the greatest and most important arrival in this world of anybody that's ever been born. There have been great people born in this world down through the ages, but none as great, none near as great as the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a blessing it is at this season and this time of year that we can lift up our Savior. We can exalt our Savior. We can worship our Savior. And we can remind the rest of the world in this time, in this season.